Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, together, let's remake the world. Let's remake the world. And that is your brother Wilmore Siddiqui in the background. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and good morning. This Monday morning, my name is William Kareem and welcome to The Upload Life. So what shall we talk about this morning? What shall we do? What shall we do? What shall we do today? Well, let's just do a fast recap. Last week we talked about language and the importance of language and how the language of today is some language that is being, we called it, we should say that 60 Minutes, the 60 Minute interview called it hallucination error with confidence, that people, that the computers were making error with confidence, and that what is reflecting is that they are human beings that are saying something, and there's a lot of confidence in the errors that they are talking about, and especially when you talk about the error in this current culture that talks about trying to justify the position of transgenderism, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not only that, but people will quote, they will quote statistics, and many times statistics are wrong. They will quote ideas that are supposed to be biological you know, their ideas of the biology is wrong and can be easily slapped down. But, you know, today, you know, many young people, they go ahead and they use these so-called statistics, and the statistics are just totally incorrect. So that's what we're dealing with as far as upload life is concerned. There's this error with guidance idea, this idea that the reality is in the upload life. And unfortunately, there is a reality in it. The mere fact that in order to be in the upload life, in order to be in social media, you have to participate. That's what, you know, social media is all about. It's about getting people, social media, we're talking about, you know, the different platforms of anything that's done. If you want to use Google, you have to, you know, get involved with it. You have to put something in and ask for a definition or some information. So you have to participate in it. If you wanted to get involved as far as Facebook is concerned, you have to sign up for an account and then, you know, have friends to communicate with. Same thing with Instagram and some of the other ideas, some of the other social media platforms, TikTok, et cetera. And these are not, you know, it's not like, you know, in the pioneer days where we were just talking with people that, you know, just like in the natural world, you talk with people that you know from school, from work. We talk with our neighbors, we talk with people in our community that, you know, when we go to our religious organizations, so we talk with people. And and then it got to a point where, you know, we had the electromagnetic telegraph that we could communicate with people from different states and different parts of the country by sending them to Western Union. And then it got to a point where, you know, Bell Telephone was able to run telephone lines, and we could communicate through wired service. And then it just got to the point where so the people that we were communicating with, we knew who we were communicating with. There was concrete information, concrete contacts that we were actually using. But on social media, it's different. If you are on social media, any of the social media platforms, you don't necessarily have to know the people. You know, all you have to do is say, "Would you be my friend?" "Would you be my friend?" And you send a friend request, and then the person looks at your picture and say, "Well, I don't know, but you know, he looks like he's a okay guy," and you press, you know, confirm, and then all of a sudden you're so-and-so's friend. You don't know him. You have had no contact with them at all, none. But this is your friend. And then people, they start to brag, you know, "Yo, I've got, you know, 1,000 people. You know, that's my friend. I've got 300 people." And so the idea of being involved in social media is to collect as many friends as possible, so that when you go online and you say, "Hello, I'm having a wonderful day," and then you take a picture of you smiling, and you press enter, and you know your friends see it, and then when your friends see it, and it's like, "Oh, you know, you don't know them. You don't know most of these people. You don't know." But, you know, you go ahead, "Oh, you know this." And then what they do is they put a like. "Oh, I saw the picture. I like it." And then sometimes they'll comment. They'll put a comment next to it. "Oh, you know, beautiful, very beautiful. All right, awesome." And now it's to a point where we have the artificial intelligence that will suggest, well, you can write beautiful, you can write beautiful, you can write awesome, you can write gorgeous. So just click one of these, beautiful, awesome, gorgeous, just click one of those and send it, and it's like, this is like it. That's the response that you gave. And in doing that, what happens is it's supposed to go to your 1,000 friends, but you know what? It doesn't really go to your 1,000 friends. It might go to 250 of the 1,000, you know, because, you know, some of the media platforms, what they do is they limit. They go to the 250 friends that you, of the 1,000 that you socialize with the most on Facebook, on the media platform. So you would think that, you know, it's going to, you know, all your social media friends. Nah, it's not going to, because that would just be too much promotion. Because it's gotten to a point now where you go online and you put up a picture and a smiling picture. Oh, I'm feeling great today. And it goes to 1,000 people. That's how it used to be at the very beginning. And then the 1,000 people would say it. But then it started to, you know, people started to just generate, you know, a whole bunch of friends. And especially those who have fame. You take somebody like, let's say, Marvin Gaye. Okay, Marvin Gaye is a guy that is well known in public society because he's an entertainer. And because he's well known, then, you know, he's going to get, when Marvin Gaye says, hey, would you be my friend? Oh, yeah, I'll be your friend. Or if Beyonce says, hey, you know, like, you know, You do you want to be my friend? Oh, I'll be your friend. So people that have entertainment status, and they collect millions of friends. Millions, not, they don't collect, you know, like hundreds. They don't collect thousands. They can collect millions of friends. So they become social influencers. And there are people online that's what their title is, social influencer. So what they will do is they will charge you to promote, you know, your picture, your smiley picture. Do you want your picture to reach a million people? Then pay me, you know, $500, and, you know, I will send your smiley picture to everyone that's in my contact, and so you will meet, you will reach a whole lot more people, and when you reach a whole lot more people, then you will, you know, get more likes, and then it gets to the point where if you get a certain amount of likes, if a certain amount of people like your smiley face picture, you know, like if you know, something like, you know, 1,000 people like your picture, you can get paid for that. You know, it might be a penny a like, you know, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but then you can get paid for it. And that's what a lot of people do. A lot of people that are on these social media platforms, they get paid for what they put up. I know a sister, all she does is she posts all day, and she might say something like, Assalamu alaikum, all praises due to Allah, and then put that up. And then because people know her, they'll click the like, and, you know, next thing you know, she gets, you know, 10,000 people, you know, that press like. And so, you know, her picture, her smiley face, well, her text, Assalamu alaikum, her text, you know, gets likes. And because it does that, then, you know, she gets paid from that. And they spend all day doing that, all day. Then there's some parts of social media where you can go live. You can actually sit down in your, as a matter of fact, say you're going to, say, you know, right now it's 8:14 in the morning right now, and what they'll do is say you go ahead, man, you go, you put up your camera, your phone, you'll set it up in the kitchen, and you'll start, you know, you'll start cooking turkey bacon with French fries and you know, a couple of eggs and toast and coffee, and you'll just start, you'll go live, and you'll start cooking. Hey, you know, how y'all doing? Yeah, you know, like the first thing you do, I'm this is the kind of bacon that I'm using. This is the kind of turkey bacon that I'm using. It's by Jellio, and because it is, you know, it has a very sweet taste, and you show people the picture of the bacon cooking in the frying pan. Oh, you know, and then you'll show a picture of you beating the eggs in the bowl. You pour the eggs into the pan, and you know, you're cooking the eggs, and then you put some onion in. And so, you know, and this, so you're showing people that you're making breakfast, and you'll do this for an hour. You'll do this for an hour. And then, you know, like people can send you money because they enjoy your conversation and they enjoy the information that you're giving as far as making eggs is concerned. I'm telling you. So there are many people that don't want to work a 9-to-5 job because they can make money just being online. They can make money just being online, doing a live, just doing a live show, posting text all day long, you know, and get paid from that. So this is one of, you know, the ideas. But now this is not the natural world. This is the social media world. This is the upload life. This is living in the upload life that this happens. And we're talking about people who might be on government assistance and want to make some extra money, or people who, I mean, they just don't have anything to do. And a lot of it happened, you know, during the month of COVID, that it became, you know, a social kind of involvement. But now it can be, you know, there are mental problems that happen with it now. I was reading the text of a person who said, let me give you an example. Say you put up a picture of yourself, okay, because everybody's putting up pictures of themselves and they look like they're Hollywood, you know, they're Hollywood, you know, type of pictures because, you know, doggone well when you wake up in the morning that your hair isn't all done and, you know, your face, you know, might not look at you. You might not even wash your face. So in order to do the picture, what you have to do is you have to do your hair, you have to wash your face, you have to put on lipstick. For the guys, you know, you got to make sure you got a haircut. You know, you can't have scraggly hair. You might put on a cap or a hat, and then, you know, like you put on a smile and you take the picture, you know, with a nice shirt on, of course, a shirt and tie. You know, you might have on a shirt and tie or, you know, one of your real nice shirts. You put that on because, you know, you want to look nice. You want to take a photo that looks nice. That's what you want to do. So you have to make yourself look presentable. And so you go ahead and make yourself look presentable, and you put it online. You put it on one of the social media platforms, smiling, you know, nice smiley face, you know. And you put it on, and you wait. You're waiting to see how many people are going to like my photograph. So you have the photo up, and you're not getting a response. I mean, you got 500 friends, and people are not responding to the picture, or the people that do respond, it's a low number. Instead of your 500 friends, you get 50 that like your photo, and then you take it personal. Yeah, you know, and this is what it said. Yeah, that there are people that see my photograph, but they won't say see my photograph. There are people that will see your photograph and scroll right past as if they didn't see you. Yeah, there are people because you know you got 500 friends, but you only got 50 likes. Oh, yeah. I know it's a nice photo. But I'm not getting any, you know, people, they see my photograph, but they're not pressing like. They just see it and then they keep on moving. But what they need to do is in order for you to get your satisfaction, somebody's got to press like. They got to press like on your photograph. And then you feel good, you know. But if you don't, then, you know, you feel that you have a problem. But it's not that, because even in the natural world, you know, there's some people that you see them, you don't necessarily say hello to everybody that you see. You don't do that. Or you might have an attitude. There might be somebody that you have an attitude with, one of your neighbors. You might have an attitude with one of the Muslims when you go to Jummah. And you see the person, there are people that you give the greetings to, then there's other people, you see them all the time at Jummah, but you don't go up to them and give them the greetings. But on social media, if you're not liked, nobody's showing you love on social media, that's the problem. And again, this is what happens. We wind up getting on social media, and we take the pictures and things like that because we're looking for recognition. We're looking for what would you call it? Validation. We're looking for validation online, you know, because what's the sense in putting a picture up online? You got all these friends, nobody's responding. So that causes some kind of mental a problem with you. And then there are people that, you know, like I saw there was a incident. It said this person put up, you shouldn't say Jummah Mubarak. But first it was this. It wasn't Jummah Mubarak, because that's how we used to say. We used to say Jummah Mubarak. Then somebody comes on, it's not Jummah Mubarak, it's Jumu'ah Mubarak. We're not supposed to say Jummah Mubarak. We're supposed to say Jumu'ah Mubarak. So then there you go, it's Jumu'ah Mubarak. So now, you know, everybody's like, Jumu'ah Mubarak, Jumu'ah Mubarak. So everybody, you know, that's a regular thing now. Jumu'ah Mubarak. Then a person comes on. You're not supposed to say Jumu'ah Mubarak because the Prophet didn't say Jumu'ah Mubarak. He said Ramadan Mubarak, but he didn't say Jumu'ah Mubarak, and we have to do what the Prophet said. This is what happens. So here it is. You have the intention to give in someone, to recognize and go, hey, today is Friday. You know, I'm going to wish everybody a blessed Jummah. So I say Jumu'ah Mubarak, and the person comes on. You know, you're not supposed to be saying Jumu'ah Mubarak. You know, that's wicked. You're not following. That's innovation in the religion. Now, here it is. This is what happens. This is what happens. So here it is, a person, and then people start to respond to this person's post. Right on. You're right. You're not supposed to. I'm going to give you a like because I agree with you. And so they start getting responses from that person. And then the person that so-called made the correction feels pretty good about himself because he feels that he's done a service for the social media, for the Muslims on social media, because he's helped them to make a correction, to let them know that what they're doing is bid'ah. They start using these Arabic terms. It's bid'ah. It's forbidden. It's innovation. It's wicked. I'm telling you, that's one of the words that was used, wicked. So I went online to address this as an issue. And of course, you know, we've been using Jumu'ah Mubarak for a little while. You know, for a little while. I'll say, you know, say it's been being used, you know, for 6 months. Let's just say 6 months. And so, you know, when, you know, a lot of times, you know, Friday will come and the person will say Jumu'ah Mubarak. And all of a sudden, today, this person decides that he's on to say, yo, it's bid'ah. What you doing is bid'ah. So I went on and I said, and see, the bad part was that he was saying that what Muslims was doing with that was wicked. And that was, you know, that was like a stop a law. Why would you say that two Muslims greeting themselves would be wicked? Because, you know, like, you know, it's wicked. It's not following the sunnah. You know, it's bid'ah. It's innovation. You know, and then, you know, it's wicked. So two people are greeting each other online, Jumu'ah, Mubarak, and everybody accepts it and then says, okay, right, well, thank you, you know. Jumu'ah Mubarak. And sometimes that's how they'll respond. They'll respond, Jumu'ah Mubarak. So here it is, a person comes on and tries to tell you that the way that you're communicating with someone else, they step in the middle of it and say, yo, what you're saying is wrong. That's insulting. You and another person are talking, and they step in and say, no, you know, what you're saying is bid'ah. But the, it's not like you offered the person a pork chop sandwich. It's not like you, have beat the person out of them. You're just giving the person a greetings. This is the other thing that happens on social media. If someone disagrees with you, because, see, this person put it up and they felt that they were right about what they're doing, what they will do, they have this thing called block, and so they'll block you because, you know, something you said is not in agreement with what they said. So, and if someone else reads what you said and it makes sense, then it'll make them look like they don't have any sense. So then what they do is they block you so that you can't write anything else on it. And then they'll they'll delete your comment. That's what your social media can do. You know, that's the kind of control that you have over, you know, the post that you put up. You can just delete the post, or you can just go ahead and delete what the person said, because you wasn't in agreement with it. You know, so you know, that's some of the stuff that happens as far as the online situation, getting online. Now, the other part that I wanted to mention, because I got a couple of minutes, and that is, there's an article in AARP called Get Tech Savvy with AARP, and AARP has been granted a $10 million grant from Google. You know, it's called the Digital Skills Ready at 50 initiative. It's operated by the AARP Foundation, courtesy of a $10 million grant from Google.org, the child of the arm of the giant technology company. The initiative helps people learn how to navigate today's tech-focused world with lessons on everything from conducting an online job search, which is another crazy situation, to recognizing some of the privacy dangers. The program aims to train 25,000 people, 50 and older, who have low incomes, particularly focusing on women and people of color. Okay, you go online. This, you know, well, you know, this is another, well, I call it a scam, but this is another way that people, you know, get hits online, and what they do, and they will send these messages to your email, or they'll send it to your text you in the message. Hey, we got a job for you. Just listen. You want a job? You know, come on our platform, the Indeed platform. Come on our platform, and, you know, we'll show you all the jobs that are available. And so you go on, you upload your resume, and then there's a job. Oh, there's a job as a customer service representative. Oh, you've done customer service for the last 10 years. Oh, you know a little something about customer service, but you're over 50. And, you know, so you put in your resume. You tell them, you know, like, I have a, you know, 10 years worth of experience doing it, and I'm willing to work. And then you'll say, well, you know, like the job pays like $16. Okay, I'll work for the $16. And so you put in for the job, and you don't hear back. Hey, somebody looked at your resume, but you don't get picked. And so you do this a number of times. Hey, you know, there's a job ready. Macy's is hiring. Whoa, you know, put in for this job. You qualify. Oh, Dollar Tree is hiring. Yeah, I think you're a good candidate for it. And so you put in for it. Oh, your resume has been looked at. And it doesn't go any further. No one calls you. So what's the problem with that? And then you ask the question, well, why isn't anybody calling? You know why? Because you're over 50. Even though you have the skills and everything, you know, they have a, and again, we're talking about, what do you call it? Artificial intelligence that goes through, that can go through the jobs, you know, because you say, you know, say you put up the job for Macy's and you're looking for a particular candidate. You don't want older persons, you know, for the job. You want young people. You don't want older people. So you have a filter. There's a filter that's created for the job. And the filter says, you know, like anybody over 50, you know, just cancel them out, you know. And so they could do that with anything they want. You know, well, you know, it doesn't have to be just age. It could be, you know, color discrimination, anybody that's, you know, I just want, you know, people that live in Arkansas, or I just want people that graduated from college, or I just want women, or I just want men. But there are filters that could be put in, wind up being selective about the job applicant that you're looking for. We're a little bit over. We're halfway through the program. If you have a question or comment, you can press 1 on your phone. But what we want to do, we want to play this PSA announcement.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitler as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
Alhamdulillah. That was our Henry Hasid talking about the program Critical Issues.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. And
there's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM 360. Where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
Thank you, thank you. So getting back to this idea that AARP has you go to AARP Foundation or AARP.org and look for the Digital Skills Ready at 50 initiative. And you can, again, this program aims to train 25,000 people 50 and older who have low incomes, particularly focusing on women and people of color. The goal of this program is to get them on the pathway to getting a job or thinking about entrepreneurship, said Mindy Feldman, AARP's Vice President of Workforce Programs. The program is in collaboration with Older Adult Technology Services, OATS, an AARP charitable affiliate and operator of the Senior Plan Education Program. So that's something that's you know, good to look into. The other part is, and I have to always mention this during for the program, the best place to be is in the natural world, because that's how Allah created the human being. Allah didn't create the human being to be on Mars. Allah didn't create the human being to be on the moon. Allah created the human being to be on Earth, okay, where he has the sustenance, where he has the food that Allah made for him, where he has the air, rain, sunshine, and all the things that he needs for his sustenance. That's where the human being was made to dwell. Get ye, after being in heaven, Allah said, get ye down from here, from heaven, onto the earth, where you will find your way. And so the human being, you know, for millions of years, I don't know if it's millions, but I know that it's, let's just say 100,000 years, the human being has been in existence. And now people are getting to the point where we've come to understand that we are all related as brothers and sisters, really, that we're all brothers and sisters to each other, and that everyone knows that, you know, the human being began in Africa. So everybody's recognizing that as the situation, and everybody's recognizing that it was two people that actually started the whole thing. And so we're saying that just for human beings, but we could say that for all of creation. We could say that for dogs, cats, animals. We can say that. We can say all of that. That there was, that it started with two human beings, or it started with two cats, it started with two dogs. That the birds that are flying, it started with the Paranthosaurus, the Prestosaurus, that bird. That life began in water. We can say that because it can be traced back. It's a history, and people are coming to recognize the history. There are people that are saying that the Bible is a scam, and that the Quran is a scam, you know, and that religion is dead today. It's dead because, you know, people are not going for it, you know, and there was a, that, you know, we're not in an age of belief anymore. We're in an age of knowing, knowledge. You know, you have to know today, you know, because we're in the age of Aquarius. And the age of Aquarius has to do with the woman being the leader, not the man, that the woman is the leader for today. And so you brothers have to put down your Bibles and your holy books and your prayer rugs, you know, because, you know, it's not working today. I'm telling you, this is what they're saying. These are things. So the question comes that your belief system is being questioned. And so, you know, we should ask ourselves the question, why is it that we pray five times a day? Why do we do it? Well, you know, it's because, you know, we were taught that, and I believe it, and because I believe it, to be a Muslim, that's what you have to do. You have to pray five times a day. But the question is, why are you praying? That's it. Because you was taught to, why are you praying five times a day? Well, you know, it's because, well, that's the way I was taught. And, you know, we only pray once a week because I'm Christian, and, you know, I pray once a week. I go to religious service once a week, and, you know, I pray once a day before I go to bed. I pray when, you know, I eat my food. So, you know, that's what I do. But is it helping you? Because, I mean, there is no concrete. There's nothing concrete as far as belief is concerned. Is that right? There's nothing concrete as far as belief is concerned? There's nothing concrete with that? Really? Okay. Well, we're going to open up the phone line, you know, to 727-741. Our sister, Martha Nala Williams, assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open, and assalamu alaikum, sister Martha.
Alaykum as-salam. You can hear me clearly because I'm on my little mouthpiece.
Yes, yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Greetings of peace to you and to everyone listening now and later. Martha Nyla calling from St. Petersburg, Clearwater area in Florida. And thank Allah for you. This is definitely an upbeat for me. It's like an internal exercise. But I wanted to note something in the connection with self, the social media within our own selves, you know, like you mentioned, when I'm awakened and I have to relate to myself, so that means that I'm going to talk to who knows me best, the creator. After I do that, then I realize my body needs something, some attention, you know, as far as exercise or as eating something and then doing being conscious about an exercise. Now, in doing all of that, when somebody sees me or I look at see someone else and they're energized and they're moving about, there's something important about what they're doing, I ask myself about the timeline that I set for myself to accomplish certain things. And I believe that gives us more, purpose. And it is a drive as to how we connect with other people, communicate with other people, as you mentioned about being on social media and not seeing the connections made. Maybe you got 500 likes, but I mean people, followers, and you only get 50 likes, what have you. The point is being driven self, you know, back with self and being comfortable with self and not being overtaken by those outcomes. But
yes.
Have other
yes.
things that be your outcome. I'll stop right
yes.
there. Thank you so much.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you so very much for the confirmation and the verification about what is being said, because this is the life of, this is living in the upload life. This is what it is. And for the pioneer, you know, we don't live like that. But it has an effect on our children and our grandchildren. It could have an effect on our children and our grandchildren. So we have to understand what's going on with that. We have to understand that our children are playing games. And when they play these games, you know, there's no monetary reward. But then again, there is, because what they do is they put a monetary reward on it. And on playing the game, say the game, one of the games is Fortnite. That's one of the popular games for young people today. And so, you know, they go in and they rack up these points. And so, you know, if you get, you know, in order to continue in the game, what you have to do is if you, you know, take out a, you know, or kill a certain amount of people, then you can get an extra firepower. You kill some more extra people, then you get some you get more battery, you get more life. You can get a shield, and so you know, and you know, with that you're also racking up points. So you know, you kill so many people, you get 5,000, and you keep on going. And then you get 10,000, but now, like, if you get 100,000, oh, well, you know, like, we'll go ahead and give you some money. We'll give you, you know, $15, $20. So the motivation for our children is there in the game to get 100,000 points. They have a goal and they have an objective that they're going toward, and that is to kill a certain amount of people, to do a certain amount of building or whatever, because everybody has it in the game. And, you know, like, what they've done in social media in order to get more in, they decided that, you know, like if you get 100,000 points, we're going to go at, we'll give you $20. So young people are trying to get $20. So here this prayer comes in. It's time for prayer, and they got the bang, 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 and they just going on in the background because they're focused, they're concentrating, they're trying to get to that 100,000 points, you know, and the prayer comes in, and you know, you stop for what you're doing because you're cleaning the house, you know, or you stop, and you get ready for it, and you see that, you know, your child is not getting ready, and so you call them. Listen, you know, put that game down, man. Get that game down. Go ahead and make voodoo so we can make this prayer. Okay. I'm just going to get one more. I'm going to pray for one more minute. Why? Because the motivation, the objective now is got the children, you know, going toward, you know, like, I got to get this 100,000 so I can get paid. You know, I got to get this. And then you say, well, yo, you know, and if you become, if you get 1,000,000 points, oh, man, we'll give you $10,000. Oh, I got, to get this $10,000. I can do it. You know, I'll be on here all day and night. And you know, but I'm gonna rack up that 10,000, that 1,000,000 points, so I can get $10,000. This is what they have in the game system. That's what they're doing. You know, as far as that's concerned, it's a competition. You know, with the children, and they put that kind of competition in. And then you know, it's a lot to it. It's a lot to it. But I'm just basically I'm saying that there's a motivation that has been created. A false motivation that has been created inside our children. And they're doing the same thing as far as creating false senses of security in current culture. And, you know, the culture is like, especially online, if you participate online. Now, you know, as pioneers, we don't go for that stuff. Let's listen here. We go ahead and, you know, we sit around the house in our pajamas and, you know, we might talk on the phone or something like that. And then, you know, if it's time for us to go to the store, we'll go ahead and, you know, put something on and, you know, go to the store. We, you know, somebody see me, I'm not worried about the way they see me. You know, today, you know how people are. They go outside, they go to the store in their pajamas and slippers. Today, put a bonnet on. Or wrap your head with a scarf and go across the street to the store and get some milk and some eggs. They ain't worried about the way that they look. You know, and so then what we'll do is, you know, we'll dress up for occasions where, you know, we might have to go. Now, if you're working every day, then there's a certain look that you have to have. And so you make sure that you dress up, your hair's done to a certain degree, and you got a special dress that you're going to wear today so that you can look nice and people see you. So, you know, in a certain situation like that. But it's not like, you know, I'm dressing so people look at me so, you know, like people could, you know, see me and say, well, why they don't like me? Why don't they say hello to me? Why don't they do that? So it's different in the real world. So we have to make sure that our children stay in the real world and not in the get hooked into the upload line. And also there's an article that's in AARP. I got another article from AARP that says, when a loved one gets scammed. Now, sometimes, I mean, yo, there's a lot of scamming that's actually just going on online, too, on these social media sites. I saw one the other day. It was, you know, you can get this MacBook. Now, MacBook Pro or an iPhone will cost $600 to $1,000 for an iPhone. You know, to get a iPad, it costs, you know, like $300 to $400, and that's just for, you know, a regular one. But it can go as far as $500, $600. And then to get a MacBook computer, you know, it can cost, you know, $2,000 easily. Well, we'll say $1,000 easily. But then there are ads online. Hey, you can get a MacBook Pro for $249. You can get an iPhone for $79. Well, how are we able to give these kinds of prices? Well, we give these kinds of prices because, when you trade in your iPhone or when you trade in your MacBook Pro, where do you think they go? Well, they go to us because they're refurbished. And so we take them and we go ahead and fix them and make sure that they look right, and then what we'll do is we resell them. And so you see that there's an iPhone that you can get for $79. So you press, because it says shop now. So you press, shop now. And then they say, put in your credit card information. Oh, which one? What is it that you want? Or you want the iPhone? Or what color do you want? You want the Max, or you just want the regular version? Oh, you want the Max? Okay. What color? You want purple? You want blue? You want black? You want silver? What color you want? Okay. All right. Okay. So we got you in, you know, for the iPhone 14, the newest one. You got the Max one. Okay, you got it in this color. Okay. All right, put in your credit card information. And so, you go ahead and you put in your credit card information. You put in your debit card information. What's the expiration date? You put in the expiration date. What's the CV code? The 3 digits that's on the back of the card. And you put it in. And then you press. Order. And it don't go through. There's got to be something wrong. You press it again. It don't go through. It's this credit card is not accepted. You know, like put in another credit card. Now you know that you. You know you got some credit on there. You know that, you know, you got money in your debit account, and it's talking about don't go through. It don't go through. There's something wrong here. And then you start making excuses. Well, you know, it must be because, you know, like there are a whole lot of people that are ordering this. So, you know, I'll go ahead and put in another credit card. Maybe this one isn't, you're not accepting. So then you put in another credit card or another debit card. You put it in, and you press. And they say, no, this one is not going through. You know that old saying that we use in the natural world? When, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You want to get an iPhone, the latest iPhone, iPhone 14 Max, for $79. So you just gave them all of your credit card information. So that's what I'm talking about as far as, you know, being scammed. So you could really feel hurt by, you know, older people who really believe that, you know, these things, this scam works. Christine Cody's mother-in-law was terrified when she got the call that her grandson had been in a car crash that injured an undercover police officer. She quickly mailed envelopes filled with cash and sent more money via wire transfer for that she was told was bail, hospital bills, even a wheelchair ramp for the cop's house. Sadly, it was a scam that ended up costing her $90,000 because they played her emotions. This is what's being said in AARP. They use that as an example. They say skip the blame and shame. You know, don't blame the older person, you know, for that. You know, they their heart was in the right place, and when they have to talk about it, you know, listen with compassion. You know, the Ma. Grandma, how could you be, how could you do that? That's so logical. You know, for you, why didn't you call me? He says, listen with compassion. And then understand, it says, understand their feelings about opening up. You know, and you want to encourage them. You don't want them to feel embarrassed. You want them to open up to you. We're talking about, you know, if, you know, your loved one gets, you know, they'll hold it because they don't, you know, they look bad. They don't want to, you know, feel bad, you know. And then you come and you make them feel even worse. And so, you know, they might not know how to report this circumstance or situation. So, you know, the thing is to help them with the reporting and explain why it matters. Okay, so the other thing that I wanted to do is just to remind you that next month on August 12th in West Haven, Connecticut, that there'll be a cultural extravaganza that will happen. It's going to feature Suad El Amin, Jesse Hameen, and friends, Wali Ali. As a matter of fact, Wali Ali will be on radio program A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio this morning at 10 o'clock. So we'll be interviewing him at 10 a.m. on A New Day for Al-Islam Community from 10 to 11. We're going to interview Wali Ali. This is a pioneer who made some great music on us, especially with Imam Wazuddin Muhammad. He made the song Images. And the song Images isn't in our playlist, so I will make sure that I get that song in there by Wali Ali, that I'll put it in the audio clips so that you can hear it, you know, whenever you want to hear it, and others can use it. But he will be the guest today on A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then we will continue with Ibn Yaqub Islam, Reviving the Quran and Sunnah. So, you know, I got a couple of minutes left, and we're going to take that couple of minutes to go ahead and play some more announcements. So I also want to say, you know, make sure that you tune in tomorrow morning with the Lives of the Prophets right here at 8 o'clock on American Muslim 360. Shout out to Sister Latifa Amin, Sister Martha Nell Williams, and all of the hosts that stabilizes, and also to our listeners. We thank you so very much for being part of this here. There are many other places that you could be, but you're here with us on American Muslim 360, and we really appreciate that very much. We pray that, you know, like, we are saying things that are not, that are informative on Upload Life and on the other programs that we do. We pray that, you know, this is beneficial to you, and that it continues to be. And we ask you to support it with your donation. You can go to cwsc.us and make a donation. There's a donate button. But, you know, donate, you know, so that we can build on American Muslim 360, and that we can build on A New Day for Islam Community Radio, that we can build on the Mosque Cares, that we can build on our media, Muslim Journal, et cetera, IWDM Radio, that we can build on it all. And so with that, I'm going to go ahead and I don't want to play that. Let's see. We are going to play What's Worse.
So what do you think is worse? Alcohol, gambling, tobacco, or drugs? Any of them can take away your God-given free will. Then what's left? Perhaps some questions don't even deserve an answer, just like some things don't even deserve our time or attention. Best way to avoid danger, don't approach it. Let's just keep our free will safe and sound. A public service message from American Muslim 360 and CWSC.
Thank you so very much, brothers and sisters. Until tomorrow or later on today when you tune in to New Day for Islam Community Radio. And that's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wali Ali is going to be from 10 to 11. So make sure you tune in at that time. Call 515-605-9326. That's 515-605-9326. And until later on today or tomorrow morning, I give you the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.